Let's talk about what happened last night in Baltimore. Joe Biden ends up on a stage with CNN, and he says things like this.
Turn me. One are those who just try to make this a political issue. Freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID. No, I mean, come on. Freedom.
Come on, freedom. It's nice to hear an American president say those words. Tommy Piggott is the Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director. Now, joins us on the phone. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing okay. What did you think of the president's performance last night?
I have very low expectations for Joe Biden, and he even failed to meet my expectations for him. It was a completely unmitigated disaster. I mean, to your point, what type of an American president treats the word freedom as if it's a four-letter word?
Yes.
I mean, that's exactly what Biden did, and I think it should be concerning for every American that he used freedom that way.
That's for sure. And what's weird about Joe Biden events, to include this one, is that after he speaks, the White House has to spend all of its time cleaning up the things that he said. So, for instance, he was asked last night about Taiwan and whether or not if China were to invade Taiwan, would we defend Taiwan? He answered in the affirmative. He said, yes, of course we would. And so a lot of people reacting with some surprise. Wow, okay, that's the U.S. policy now. And then today, Jen Psaki had to play cleanup. Like, well, and they go back to this idea that the policy is the same still. It's strategic ambiguity and on and on and on. Why do they have to constantly clean up for this guy, Tommy?
I mean, it's kind of the big mystery here. They have to do cleanup on a whole host of issues. I mean, he was describing elements of the negotiation over the $3.5 trillion reckless spending spree. He was saying things that were inaccurate there. The White House staff, it's almost like I really didn't have to do my job last night because the White House staff was out here fact-checking the president in real time, his own staff was. So, I mean, it really was quite astounding. I mean, one of the bigger issues of cleanup they have to do is Joe Biden all of a sudden comes out and says, you know, I've been down to the border. Well, that's news to everybody because we've been waiting for a month for them to point to a single time that Biden has ever been to the border in his life. And so today during the press briefing, it turns out that what the White House is now claiming he was referring to is a drive-by through El Paso in 2008 with no specific border-related stop. And that's apparently what Joe Biden was referring to last night. I mean, that doesn't count as a border visit in my book. So
right.
He really needs to go down. He needs to go down yesterday to see what's going on.
He drove past El Paso. You know, if you're ever asked a question like, hey, have you ever been to Texas? And the answer to that is like, well, I had a layover in Fort Worth once. You make sure to stipulate. You're like, you know what? I haven't really been to Texas. I mean, yes, I had a layover. That doesn't really count, though. No. But in the eyes of the White House, Joe Biden driving past El Paso counts as a border visit.
Yeah, well, I mean, it kind of shows how little they care about the border in general, to be honest. I mean, just a few minutes ago, we found out that 192,000 illegal immigrants were encountered in September. We finally got these numbers. They were released a few minutes ago. That is the highest number of illegal immigrants encountered in September ever recorded by DHS, ever. So this border crisis is raging. It's breaking historic records. And the Biden administration is claiming that one drive-by El Paso with no border-specific stop in 2008 counts as a border visit. I mean, they're trying to ignore this crisis because they know that they created it.
Yes.
So they're trying to, it's just, he also said last night that Jill Biden went down to the border, his wife, as the eyes and ears of the president. She went down in 2019. So she didn't go on behalf of Trump, I can tell you that. So I don't really know what he's talking about. And it just shows how callously and how dismissively he's treating this crisis as it's breaking record after record.
But yeah, so that one blew past me. So I did hear him say that while Jill's been down there, and I was like, I haven't been tracking Jill Biden's schedule. So you're telling me that Jill Biden hasn't even gone while he's been president. She went when he was in 2019.
Yes, in 2019. So, you know, him saying that she's gone down is not, you know, on behalf of him as president is not true. So it's just really beyond the pale.
Yes.
I mean, and Harris, as the borders are, hasn't even gone to, she's gone to El Paso, but she hasn't gone to Del Rio.
Right.
She hasn't gone to the Rio Grande Valley, the epicenters of this crisis. So they're really trying to do as little as possible and trying to ignore it as much as possible. The problem is, though, you can't ignore 192,000 people crossing the border. That's a ton of people. So So at a certain point, you just can't ignore it. You can't hide it. You can't sweep it under the rug. So that was just one of the major issues last night.
Yes.
They did some major cleanup.
And in fact,
he also was saying,
On this immigration thing, just one last thing about Jen Psaki today. Jen Psaki made it seem like that if Biden actually did go visit the border, it would be nothing more than a photo op. She's saying, I don't think he needs to go there for a photo op, she said today, which, of course, begs a question around Kamala Harris. Then what was the point of the Kamala Harris trip that wasn't even really exactly a border trip, although she did go to the city of El Paso? What was that then? Was that something productive, or was that, as she said today, a photo op?
Exactly. It's an administration of contradictions. And to be perfectly honest, I think a photo op anywhere would be more productive than going to Delaware 25 times since he's been president. So
right.
I think if they really want to talk about the president's time and how he's spending it, then going to the border is definitely better than going on vacation. Actually, if he maybe went down to the border, he would learn a thing or two, and he would learn that it's not under control. He would learn that his policies are failing. But he doesn't know that. He's ignoring it. And I don't know if he's not being told about the crisis. I don't know if he doesn't care. But I sure know that if he actually went down and saw it, saw the crisis, he probably and hopefully would have a better understanding of the damage his policies are doing.
Tommy Pigott of the RNC, I want to get your reaction to Joe Biden last night talking about vaccine mandates and our first responders. Listen to this.
As many as one in three emergency responders in some cities like Chicago, Los Angeles, right here in Baltimore, are refusing to comply with city vaccine mandates. I'm wondering where you stand on that. Should police officers, emergency responders be mandated to get vaccines? And if not, should they be stay at home or let go?
Yes and yes.
That's Joe Biden saying, yes, first responders should be fired if they don't get the vaccine. What do you think, Tommy?
I was shocked when I heard that. I think it goes towards first just the damage his unconstitutional vaccine mandate is doing. It's not going to help get people vaccinated, and it violates fundamental American freedom. So it's a double whammy. It's not effective, and it also does massive harm both to our freedoms and to, you know, the people that are keeping us safe. And then the second thing I thought is, you know, places like Chicago, for example, where crime is raging, skyrocketing levels of crime. In Chicago alone, they could lose up to one third of their police department because of the vaccine mandate in that city. One third. So these police departments across the country are already understaffed. We're facing massive waves of retirements, trouble recruiting. These departments need more people, not less. And then Joe Biden comes out here and says he wants to fire more officers, up to one third of the Chicago Police Department. That's going to put our communities in danger. That's going to put people's lives at risk. And it's a very dangerous and reckless policy.
Yeah, big time. All right, Tommy Pigott over at the Republican National Committee. Thanks for your time today, sir. Good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.